This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is our special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. And with that, we'll welcome our first guest, as always, Mr. Kurt Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing
everything
well.
Moving along all right. New year, we're just kind of heading down the road.
Does it not seem like New Year's Day was like 4 months ago already?
Yeah. And we're not even out of January yet. Hello.
Christmas is behind all the things, and man, now just back to work.
Yes, like, you know, we're in April, May. Hello. Yeah,
no doubt, yeah. For sure. Well, again, we are here each week with you, and sometimes it's Kurt Rogers talking about mortgages. Other times we are highlighting some businesses, which we're going to do today in just a moment, Kurt. Before we get to our special guest, Mr. Dave Hart with Roof Savers. You keep saying last few shows you were on, and you said, hey, it's a good time to buy a house. Why is that?
Well, there's several reasons. I know rates are up, but when rates were down as low as they were, there were some loan programs that they couldn't offer because you'll understand in a second why they couldn't offer them. Well, those loan programs are out now. There's some great down payment assistance loans to the tune. They'll give you up to $25,000 at 3%. But what the biggest thing that is helping people now if they want to buy, there's a thing called a 3-2-1 buy-down or a 2-1 buy-down. People, you know, a year ago were getting interest rates in the 3%. Well, with this 3-2-1 buy-down, you basically can get a loan in the threes for your payment. Mm-hmm. So you can take advantage of that. What that means is for the first year, let's say your rate's 6. For the first year, you're going to be paying 3%. For the second year, you're going to be paying 4%. For the third year, you're going to be paying 5%, and on subsequent years, you're going to pay the 6% going forward. This is not an ARM. It's not an adjustable rate. It just starts at 3. And the way it starts is when you buy a home, the seller puts money into a kitty that they'll use to cover up the difference in payment. But that's your money.
Right.
So you're getting that 3%, 4%, along with other things I talked about in the last couple of shows, why I think rates are going to go down and where they're going to end up. In a year and a half from now, when rates are back in the fours and the fives, with this loan product, here comes the best part, you can refinance out to that 4 or 5 rate at that time. And the money that's still left in that bucket that the seller gave you at the beginning will pay your refinance fees. So you can start at 3, go to 4, maybe stay at 4.5, 5, and then you're good to go on the loan going forward. And a lot of people are starting to take advantage of that. That's why now is such a good time. Even though you're qualifying at the higher rate,
sure,
you have the lower rate and have more disposable income for you.
Right. 720-895-0500 is the number. Hey, give Kurt a call. Just check it out. Hey, it's free to sit down and talk with him, okay? Just see where the conversation goes and see if now's a good time for you. But if there is a way, Kurt will work it out. I promise you that. Well, as I mentioned, good to have Dave Hart back with us. Roof Savers, roofsaversco.com.
That's the one.
How you been?
Good. How are you?
Good. Been staying on top of the roofs okay and all?
it's been cold, it's been a little slower, yeah.
You're on top of your business, right?
I'm on top of my business, absolutely. Wow. I should probably put that on there something, yeah.
I'm on top
of my
business.
I'm going to pay for that one. Yeah, it's been a little challenging just by the time the snow melts off and then it snows again and it's not melting real fast and it's been fun.
Does
it's been
ice
challenging.
Adhere to roofs pretty quick, too?
Yeah, easy too. It does. Okay. In fact, I was speaking with one of the listeners of John's show, KLZ, I think he listens most of the day as well. He had some ice damming issues the other day, and they came out to try and take – gutter company came out to put some heat tape on, stuff like that, and they actually tried to remove the ice, and it took the granules right off the shingles. So it's ice damming is no joke. It causes problems.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you how, you know, with the winter that we're having this year, mm-hmm. how is that affecting damage to roofs and what people should be looking for?
It hasn't started affecting a lot of roofs yet as far as the damage is concerned because it's not really melting yet. When we start warming up enough and those dams start to melt, you'll start seeing some problems. But it backs up into places where it's not normally designed to back up into and then it gets behind flashing or gets inside of walls and works its way down in. And
it can separate as it freezes.
Yeah, it expands and contracts just like our roads do on that we drive on. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's so I anticipate in the next month and a half we'll start seeing some real concerns as things hopefully start to thaw.
Sure. So this is a slow time of year for you.
Little. Typically speaking, yeah, we've got some big projects we're actually doing up in the mountains right now as well. Basically a whole house. Well, the buildings were built in 1890. They're historic buildings. We're working with the city of Blackhawk to get them done. So it's full exterior remodel on those. So that's keeping us busy. And we're doing, I think we've done 3 or 4 replacements in the last few weeks as well. So that's keeping us going. And that's still kind of challenging too. We want to make sure we get some warmer, sunnier days to do it. but the treatments right now, we're just kind of like scheduling and looking at when we can and see.
Not these little 1-inch storms coming in every other day. It doesn't help you at all.
It's not helping at all, no. But we're staying busy. But yeah, I think we're just kind of putting the treatments, not necessarily on hold, but we take the calls in and we'll go look at the roofs and we put them in a pile and get to them in order as we get a sunny day. So it's but we're doing all right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now with the RoofMax product, which we'll explain here in a moment, and then versus re-roofing, if you go out on 10 appointments where they called you for RoofMax for the treatment, what percentage of those are you finding actually do need a new roof?
It's very low. I would almost have to go up to like out of every 100 inspections that we do on a roof, I would say maybe one out of 100.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Two at the tops. But I would say on the, we've done 300 treatments in the last 2.5 years, and there's been three that I can recall off the top of my head right now that we recommended replacing. And we do a lot that people aren't aware of that they had hail damage, and we replace those. But the ones that are just too far gone to treat, it's very, very few.
And most of us have no idea.
Right.
We're just calling you to get your eyes
on it. Yeah, figure out what's going on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll just come out, take a look at it, see what the condition is. And our big thing, and we talk about a lot, is we come and look at a roof. We call it an assessment or inspection, whichever. And then we provide the information. You know, if it's in really good shape and it's 2 or 3 years old, we'll call us back in a couple of years. We're not going to just treat the roof just because they want it done. Unless you really want it done. I mean, the customer who wants it will do it. but we're not there to waste their money. So if the roof is too far gone, we'll recommend replacing it. And I'd rather than put that money of the treatment towards a replacement if it's needed. But our goal is just to make sure we give them the right information to make the best decision for them and their pocketbook. So,
6-8 months ago, we were talking on the show about the cost of tiles of shingles.
Yeah.
And how is the demand and the supplies caught up with them now in pricing on a roof? Because you do all types of roofs.
Yeah.
Flat.
Yeah, we do everything. We do a commercial, residential, flat, pitched, concrete roof tiles, whatever you need. The only pricing I have seen come down, we do a lot of commercial roof coatings. You know, we do over top of flat roofs, 100% silicone coating. Those prices came back down from about 8 months ago, which were astronomical. Not down to where they were a year and a half ago, but they have come down significantly. Everything else hasn't come down. And our cost, just the labor material cost to do a roof now, is what we were charging 2.5-3 years ago to do a roof and make a profit. So the costs have gone up drastically in the last couple of years.
Man, everywhere we go, everywhere you can.
If someone has a roof done, first question I wanted to ask was, what's the life expectancy of that before you really make, on a normal Colorado, life expectancy?
So as far as like a new roof?
Yeah, if you put a new roof on, how long can you plan on that roof before you got to start saying, I need to start looking at it?
12 to 15 years, and there's variables, how much sun,
unless there's
direct
hail,
sun it gets, unless there's hail, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say, an average would be 12 to 15 years. I mean, if it gets full sun, it'll be closer to the 12 years. If there's some shade and it's facing a certain direction where it's got a break in the afternoon, you probably get 15, 16 years before you really need to start doing something. But I would say at the age of 7 to 8 years old, the majority of roofs I see in Colorado, especially in the Denver metro area, they start losing the granules. They start doing what's called thermal cracking, where they can no longer, dry out enough where they can't expand and contract real good, and they start to crack. Or expand and contract, yeah. And they'll crack just like the roads that we drive on do. It's an asphalt product. So the 6-7-8 year range is really when things start to dry out on an average for us out here in Colorado.
And that's where the RoofMax may come in and be able to give you much longer life.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we spray that on, and it soaks into the asphalt shingle, and it just, it's like putting lotion on your hands. I think you brought that up a year ago. It's like putting lotion on your dry skin.
Sure.
Yeah. It just puts life back in it, rejuvenates it, allows the shingle to expand and contract, helps keep the granules on longer, and makes it look new again. So it's a really neat product.
No, when you're Kurt's age. Just takes a lot more lotion for the crack, you know.
Yeah.
You get one of them
a
show. You're one of them.
Okay. It's going.
Have I told you how much I love our sponsor, Affordable Interest Mortgage?
That's right.
Dave Hart is with us. It is Roof Savers, roofsaversco.com. Dave's number, 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916. Now, we mentioned an inspection first few minutes of the show.
Yep.
So, people call you, kind of tell us what happens there. And
sure.
You just kind of explain what you're looking for when you get up there.
Right.
Just kind of tell us how it all works.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, they just call, you know, schedule a appointment to come out. I like to meet with the customer as much as I can. And we'll show them pictures and just really get detailed on what's going on. It's easier to do that than over the phone. But we'll come out. You know, if you can't meet me, then I'm happy to stop by and take a look at something. We'll get up on the roof. We'll just kind of start looking at generally look at the shingles first and see the condition, because that'll generally tell me a lot about the rest of the roof, just the age of the roof and everything else. We'll check the gutters to see how many granules are in the gutters. We'll check the flashing. We'll check to make sure there's no holes in the roof like we've had in the past. I won't mention names of people sitting at the table, but
initials are Kurt Rogers.
That's right. So we'll just do an overall quick inspection of the roof, and then we'll determine based on what we see if it's a good candidate for RoofMax. And like I said, easy math, 9 out of 10 roofs will qualify for RoofMax, but I'm doing a lot more than that. And then we'll just check things out, and then if we do the treatment, we don't just go up on the roof and spray stuff on the roof. We do a lot of maintenance items to assure that the 5-year warranty that we provide with the treatment, that we're all going to sleep good at night and hopefully prevent anything happening during that time frame as well.
Well, you've been doing this business how long now?
We've been doing the RoofMax treatments 2.5 years now.
No, you.
And roofing? About 23 years.
Yeah. So it's RoofMax is something else that you do, which is unlike most roofers.
They yes.
They replace roofs.
It's an added treatment that we added to our business.
But you've been in this industry a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
In that 15, 20 years, what's changed?
Oh, man. Well, beside the pricing, but just the quality of the products is the big one on the asphalt shingles. You know, there's a lot of, like we get already, just trying to buy a tank of gas and, you know, just everything involved in getting that produced and put into our cars and all the regulations on that just makes things very expensive. And so everybody looks for ways to make things or produce things cheaper and still work. Well, the roofing industry is no different.
Because there's oils that are put
There's oils in the shingles, yeah. In fact, the majority of the shingles are made up of asphalt.
Right.
A petroleum-based product. So it... I would say 20 years ago when they started making the shingles differently. I mean, you could take a bundle of shingles that was from 20 years ago, and we have one of our dealers around the nation that had a bundle of shingles from 20 years ago, and compare that to the thickness of a bundle of shingles today. Same amount of shingles, same amount of coverage, and you're literally about 30% thinner than you were 20 years ago. So they're taking a lot more of the asphalt out of the shingle, which is your main protection of your roof, and filling it with limestone.
You know, there's a lot of things like that, and we've gotten a few complaints with people that call our show just saying how they bought a new, you know, they had this washer and dryer for 40 years, you know?
Yep.
Then they bought a new one, and in 3 years
it's dead.
Done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of things like that.
Yeah, you're just trying to make things cheaper, make them affordable and
more
sell.
Disposable quicker.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's a challenge, too. Everybody's, myself included, we're used to just something breaks, you throw it away, you'll get a new one versus... Yeah.
You look at big
it,
screen
so.
TVs, dude. You know, Christmas, everybody goes around. Like, you can buy a free, I mean, a 100-inch TV for like $800 at Walmart, you know? And back in the day when they first came out, they were, you know.
Thousands.
I still got my 32-inch I paid like $600 for.
You so, watch a 32-inch? How could you watch a 32?
I work. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm working.
Man, I love a big TV.
Yes. We're looking at them. We're looking.
I'm telling you, they're awesome.
Get an old LED.
Oh, yes.
Get an old.
Yes. Yeah, we've got the wall space now, yeah.
Dave Hart is with us. It is roofsaversco.com. Dave's number, 303-710-6916. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Give them a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just joining the show, Dave Hart is with us in studio. Roof Savers, roofsaversco.com. And once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916.
We've talked about this in the past, and right now with, you know, like we mentioned earlier, with the snow and the ice on the roof, you're not going to be able to really see much of the roof that you have. But if you've had a roof for 5 to 6 years, there are some things in the springtime that you can do that you've mentioned.
Absolutely.
To see how it's going, to how see wearing, maybe I need to look at something.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of those things a homeowner can just, without climbing up on the roof,
right,
because wives don't like that.
Right. Yep, I know that feeling.
You do it for a living.
I do it for a living. You know, the big thing is, and we've mentioned in the past, just look at the bottom of your downspouts, of your gutters. Look for the granules that are coming off. And the granules serve two purposes, one being the color that gives you the cosmetic, the color of your roof. But two, they actually keeps the UV rays off of the shingles. So, you know, it's just like I would say, if you wax your car versus not waxing your car, the UV rays are harder on the paint. So if you're missing granules on your shingles, that sun, the sun rays, the UV rays, will get to the asphalt of the shingle faster and prematurely, and then the shingles will dry out even faster after that. So that would be the easiest one to look at. I mean, you typically get some granule loss anyway. It's just It's just the way it is. But if you start getting some excessive granules coming off, then you know your shingles are drying out and you're losing them.
You got a sandbox at the end of your
basically,
downspout. You got a problem.
Exactly.
And as far as like you talk about with the wax in your car, you see those cars where the paint just starts getting splotchy. That's what the Colorado can do to a paint job.
Absolutely.
It can do the same thing to your roof.
Same roof, your paint job on your house, everything. It's
without
tough
some
on
kind
it.
Of protection.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now, you do residential and commercial,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So
yep,
is there any style of roof or type of roof that you can't help with?
Nope.
Okay.
No. The only ones that are challenging right now would be like the 20-story tall buildings. I'm just not quite set up
for that. You don't have a big enough ladder?
I don't have a big enough ladder for that one. It's a little short, yeah.
Some guy at the bottom. Short. I got you.
It's about 12 foot. I'm a little short.
Just a little short, yeah. And then there's a lot of licensing and stuff involved in all that, but that's about it. I mean, every type of roof we can do, we can. And again, our main focus is I'll reiterate, we do replacements. We did quite a few this year, actually, and I've done over 3,000 in my career. But our main focus is to not show up at your door and want to replace your roof like every other roofing company out there. And I'm not bad-mouthing them. That's how they pay their bills.
That's just what they
do. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But our main focus is to do what we can, no matter what roof it is. To see how much more life we can get out of that roof, because it saves so much money, it's so much less of a headache.
That seem like insurance companies would jump all over this and
they're
pay
getting
you
there.
Full. Hey, here's $4,000. Come
do
it.
Come
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't anticipate them
save
paying
them.
For it because it would be like Ford paying for me to go in and get my oil changes done.
Yeah.
But they are getting. And I keep saying it, we're really close to being recognized with a lot of the major carriers and offering discounts on your premiums by having the treatment done.
Right.
So if we did a treatment today and these carriers come in tomorrow and say, hey, we're going to start offering a discount like they do on the impact resistant shingles,
right.
Then you keep your certificate and you're good as long as it's
you could save
that 5 years. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's some roofs where maybe, hey, well, we caught you at the end. We can help you for another few years.
Right.
But after that, we're going to have to replace it.
Right.
So there's some roofs like that. But I would assume a larger percentage of roofs, we might could do this application 3 or 4 times to
absolutely.
Really save them time.
Yeah, we can do up to 3 treatments per roof. And we are seeing, and I've had a few people call and ask me about it, that we're trying to work our way in. But when I say that the insurance companies are starting to recognize that what we're doing and appreciate what we're doing, we're starting to see more and more people who are getting cancellation notices because their roofs are more than 10 or 15 years old.
Right.
We look at a roof and we're like, well, if it's 15 years old, 99% chance we're going to get you at least another 5 or 10 more years of life out of it by doing the treatment. Mm. And so we're starting to recognize that. And some of the carriers that have sent cancellations out have retracted that and reinstated the
because of the warranty.
Because of what RoofMax does, yeah.
Let's talk about the actual treatment and the design and how it was created so that the listeners can understand, because we've talked about this in the past, how it works, why you give a five-year warranty with it.
So basically, we'll go all the way back to the beginning, but it basically started with a couple of guys that owned a roofing company, and they got to the point where they were tired of replacing roofs just because they were 15 years old when everybody, the manufacturer, says they should last 30. And they got hooked up with a gentleman that was starting to make the product, ended up buying them out, took that to some labs in Ohio State University, made the product better. And then they went out for a couple years testing in the market, saw the results, and then we went nationwide with it. So basically what the product does is we spray it on the roof, and it looks like you spilled a huge barrel of milk on the roof.
Yeah, I know.
Just what? Yeah, you know. So that's what it looks like for the first half hour, 45 minutes.
My wife says, is it going to stay that color? I said, no, it'll change.
It'll change. And it did. And those are just the oils that you see. So as those oils soak into the shingle, that's what gives it. I refer to it a lot like using a sponge in a sink. It absorbs the water and it holds it in unless you squeeze it out. Those oils will soak into the shingle, the asphalt part of the shingle, within half hour, 45 minutes. But it doesn't stop there, so it keeps going into the shingle for the next 72 hours to fully saturate the shingle. So you're not just getting a topical protection, you're getting the whole shingle is going to be able to expand and contract. And on a lot of the cases, depending on the age of the roof, if there's been a bunch of shingles that have been loose for years, but a lot of the cases of the shingles are still sealing down, even just a tad, it'll reactivate the seal strips and make them stronger and hold up better in the wind. So that's basically just a quick synopsis of what it does. It basically takes that shingle and makes it as close to new as we possibly can.
Which gives it more life. Now, if somebody has a roof, let's say it's 8 years old, they're going to do, and they do one of a treatment, you're going to give them a 5-year warranty.
Absolutely.
You could take that up to maybe 20, 25 years for them if doing about three of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
And the cost for those three is still going to be cheaper than replacing it
at
8 years.
Yeah. Even today, you know, one thing I commend the RoofMax Corporation about is, other than my shipping charges, my prices for the product have not gone up. So RoofMax Corporate is doing what they can, and everything is made in America. We use American farmers for the product, all that, because it's all 100% plant based. They have not raised our prices on the product, which is phenomenal. Which means I don't really raise my prices, other than, like I said, it costs me more to get it to my door. So they're really trying to help with that as much as possible. But back to the cost, even today's pricing, if we did a treatment three times in one day, and we did all of our treatments all at once, that cost is still roughly 45%. To 50% cheaper than replacing a roof today. Not including the natural attrition of or the appreciation of the cost over the next 15, 20 years. So, I mean, you're probably going to be 75% cheaper over the next 15 years.
And depending on your home insurance and how it's written, but, I mean, man, there's a lot of these where deductibles are
they're going through the
10
roof.
Or 12 grand. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be out of, a fourth of that.
They'll give you a 1 or 2% deductible that many people don't pay attention to what that means.
Yeah.
That gets costly.
Yeah, so some of the lowest I'm seeing right now are about 0.5%, which is equating to between $2,500 and
$4,000. Right.
Yeah, so it's still a lot of money.
You get up to 1%.
You're $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 easily.
That's your upfront cost.
Yep, so you get a $12,000 roof and you're getting $3,000 to replace it.
Yeah.
If you haven't had your roof looked at or checked lately, which probably you haven't, if you're like most of us, all right? Give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. Again, you can check out the website at roofsaverco.com. And I'll tell you, Dave has proven himself with this, because I've never said this before, but I'm going to be very honest. A lot of times when people can come out and see a problem and then fix the problem sometimes, and that may sound kind of weird, I've always like, well, man, that's kind of weird, because they're always going to try to find that problem to replace it, okay?
Right.
But I will say this. In these, you know, 2-3 years, whatever it's been here, Dave has proven himself to absolutely do what he says. And that is the name of the company, Roof Saver. That's his main mission, his goal, is to save your roof, save you money, okay? And then, hey, at some point, hopefully then you can use him to replace it, all right? But if we can get you another, 10 years, 15 years without you having to replace it, I'm telling you, this is a guy you can trust. And as I mentioned, he's proven that over and over again. Our house he did, Kurt's house he did. Of course, you heard Dave on John's show in the afternoon, John Rush. And I'm telling you, great, great guy, and even a better roofer. All right, so it's roofsaverco.com, 303-710-6916. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family-owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, It's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters, special edition here on Haystack Help Radio. Kurt's number, any mortgage needs, give him a call, 720-895-0500. But our special guest today is Dave Hart, and we're talking about your roof. 303-710-6916 is Dave's number. Once again, the website is roofsaverco.com. Now, of course, Kurt and I know the answer to this, but for our listeners, this only takes a few hours for you to come out and do this. It's
absolutely
not like we got to stay home for 4 days while you treat the roof, right?
No, sir. It's it's getting to the point where an hour and a half, 2 hours for the average roof to treat. And again, some require a little more maintenance than others, or a couple of repairs that another one may not need. But generally, within an hour and a half, 2 hours, we're in and out. Don't even know how to hear us. You know, our equipment's real quiet. I don't use gas powered equipment, mainly for the maintenance reasons. It's just more work on me. Mm-hmm. So everything's pretty quiet. The product is non-toxic. It's all plant-based. I tell people all the time, I get sprayed a lot, which is not a lie. I mean,
you should see the rain repel off of him.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you can. I give Rain X a run for the money, I'll tell you.
It's like WD-40, just slides right on off.
I wish.
Which I wanted to bring up. You talk about, and I'm sure many people like my wife was, how is it with the animals and the plants around mm-hmm. the house? Because it's plant-based. It's pretty eco-friendly.
It's very eco-friendly, yeah. That's a great question. It's very pet and plant-friendly. We get overspray on some stuff once in a while. It washes right off. I haven't done it recently just because where we're at now, but when we lived out east, I would rinse out and flush out my system every now and then, and I'd flush it out on some trees so it acted as a fertilizer. So it's very friendly. The only thing, occasionally we'll get a little overspray on a window. We'll wash it off. It might stick to that a little bit, but for the most part, it just washes right off. There's no chemicals or bad smells or anything.
There are some people that I've talked to that when they buy their shingles, they're buying these fire retardant types, mm-hmm. and they're getting some breaks on that. How does RoofMax work with fires? How does it help with, is there anything that the statistics they have about how it does in a fire mm-hmm. or with hail?
With hail, it does add about an extra 30 to 35% protection. And I'll explain that in a minute. But on the fire, it does not increase or decrease fire risk. So it doesn't change that classification in any way, shape, or form.
It might help because it's more moist. So it'll take longer to dry out to catch fire on.
It's possible. Yeah. It's very possible. And like I said, on the hail end of things, the majority of the hailstorms we get in Colorado are they're not the large damaging hail. Now we get those, and those are the ones we typically hear about. But most storms
but
we get,
it's been a few years now.
It's been a few years having and there's actually studies to show that we're in a different weather pattern that we were prior to 2008. There wasn't much hail before 2008, and then we had 10, 12 years of a bunch of hail. Now we're back into a pattern where it's going to slow down again. but when the shingles are in the condition that they need to be, like new condition, the asphalt is moist, which helps hold the granules on. So when you get the smaller hail storms, those tend to act like a sandblaster. But if you get the roof treated and the asphalt's holding granules on, you're not going to lose granules. So that's where it provides you more protection. So it just helps you weather those smaller hailstorms better, because even though you're not getting the dents in the shingle, it's still knocking granules off if the shingles are dried out a little bit. So therefore, your roof is going to wear out even faster.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of help advise if somebody mm-hmm. on the re-roofing on what shingles best to go back.
Well, absolutely,
color and all that kind of stuff.
And there's different codes, different counties and cities that we have to abide by certain codes. And we tend to try and put the best shingle on that we can. Tend to try and go above and beyond any particular codes, building codes there might be, if we can. Most jurisdictions are pretty uniform as far as what the codes are nowadays. Mm-hmm. But occasionally you run into one that's not as much as Aurora or Denver, and we'll still meet the higher end of the codes.
Now, does a roofing company need to be licensed in each mm-hmm. county?
Yeah, you don't want to talk about a stressful job.
Yeah.
Man, we're dealing with Boulder County right now, and oh my goodness, what is
well, nothing else needs to be said.
No, that's it. Yeah. Holy cow, that's I'm not a drinking man, but I'll tell you what, it's starting to look
appetizing. You're looking at different models.
I'm looking at different models.
Different bottles.
Bottles, not models, yes. But I mean, it is what it is. We'll get through it. But so, yeah, there's not just one standard license for the state of Colorado. Each jurisdiction has to be licensed. And sometimes we'll get a roof, but we'll do it like we did one a few months ago in Park County. I think that's the first roof I've done in Park County in my career. So you got to pay for the license, do it, and then you decide if you want to renew it at the end of the year or not. But yeah, every jurisdiction has its own building department, basically, that we have to be licensed in.
And then once a roof is done, then you usually leave a ladder, don't you, for like a
most of the time
inspector?
Yep. So that's, you know, again, that's part of the process. That's part of why I like RoofMax so much, because it's so much easier. But yeah, 9 out of 10 jurisdictions, we got to set up a ladder for the final inspection. So there's another trip out there to set the ladder, and a trip to go pick it up when the inspector's done. So there's a lot involved in replacing a roof, a lot of moving parts. So generally speaking, if we did just did the roof replacement, we didn't do gutters, windows, nothing else, just the roof, we're averaging between 6 and 7 trips to that sure. one job. So
and somebody's got to pay for that.
Somebody's got to pay for it. Yeah, it adds up.
And is not most of the time gutters needed too if you redo a roof or most or something?
I would say 50 to 60% of the time. Yeah. And then we can't even get an inspection unless we have gutters on. So then we can't necessarily set the ladder the day we get done with the roof. So the gutters are usually a few days behind. That you know by the time we get them scheduled in, and then we got to go put the ladder up. I mean it's a lot of work. I'm not complaining. I mean I'm blessed to do the work, but it's a lot of moving.
Now sometimes you dig into something, and I've known this with remodelers that are in front of me, they give somebody a quote and they think they're all set and they knock out a wall and Lord have mercy, there's water damage. There's all kinds of stuff. Sometimes you run into that with a roof, I assume too. So do you kind of walk through with the insurance or does the homeowner have to do that? How do you help there?
The biggest thing that we come across when doing a roof would be just damaged roof decking. Water getting in a valley, being getting wet and rot the wood out, soffit materials, which we don't do a lot of the soffit unless we're doing siding repairs. But the big unknowns would be the decking. And generally speaking, the insurance companies don't pay for that because that's considered maintenance. Now, if – and we're working on one up in Longmont area right now where we're doing a roof before they're putting solar panels on. He has what's called space decking. So back in the day, the home was built, I think, in the 40s. They used, like, 1x planks, 1x10s, I think he has.
1x10s, 1x12s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know – new code to put shingles back on a roof is I have to have a solid surface to nail the shingles down to. Well, when you got 2-inch gaps in between your decking, there's a chance you're not, a very good chance. You're
Over that many years, it's going to roll off.
Exactly.
I used to help build homes.
So settle down. Yeah. Well, but that, and they have nothing to nail the shingles into.
That's right.
So your roof is going to be set up there and blow off. So we have to do what we call a redex. We have to put plywood over the entire surface. If we come across that and the insurance companies pay to replace a roof, I've not been denied one yet, where they'll pay for that difference. But we just got to send them pictures and proof and an invoice and all that. So if you come across that where it's a code, then generally speaking, and most people have code replacement on their policies, they'll pay for that to be done.
But very few people know. Kevin Flesh, we do a personal injury attorney.
Yep.
Very few people know their insurance, man.
Yes.
They just kind of trust their yada.
Yep.
Get them covered, and they don't have any idea what they have.
Yeah. It's crazy, and it's sad because they're expecting one thing, and then we had one 2 or 3 months ago where they thought they had a $1,000 deductible, and next thing they noticed it was a $7,500 deductible, and they just didn't have the extra cash sitting around to put that back into the kitty, if you will, to get the roof done. So they're hoping to do that this summer, but they just didn't know. So you got to check it out.
That's a big bill.
It is a big bill.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it come up. And the Marshall Fire has taught us all to relook at our homeowners insurance.
Absolutely.
Real quick.
Have you heard that's even coming along?
I haven't heard a lot. I hear commercials of, and I'm challenged with it. I've heard commercials of lawyers advertising, hey, if your insurance company isn't paying out, call me kind of stuff. It sounds like it's a prominent problem up there. But the reality is if you don't have the right coverage, the insurance companies, they have no obligation to step up and help out above and beyond the policy limits.
Right.
So you just got to make sure you got it.
Now, in re-roofing, we've through the years we've had complaints where people got a new roof and then, you know, they got a quality roofer to come out and they start tearing off. Well, all of a sudden there's one layer, two layers, three layers.
Yep.
So is it proper in most cases or all cases where you got to take all that stuff off and start fresh?
All cases.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's several reasons. And we get asked that pretty regularly throughout the year. You know, I think we had one that they had two or three, I think it was three layers on. Like, well, at the time, the jurisdiction only allowed up to two layers. And I think they're changing that this year. She wanted us to take the one layer off and put a shingle on top. And the amount of labor to do that so we don't destroy the lower layer of shingles is going to cost us as much as to rip the whole thing off, if not more. But two, when you get multiple layers of shingles, it just creates more heat. So now you got the top layer of shingles hitting sun, but it's heating up the shingles underneath, whether it be two or three or four layers, and that heats up, and that's heating the shingle from both sides, you know, the bottom and the top, and then just wears out the top layer of shingles even faster. And then it's just a lot of extra weight on the roof, and so it's always better just to rip it all off and, and do a brand new roof.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to kind of go back to the, because we've talked about it in the past, about how the RoofMax works on hail. Mm. You've had customers to where the neighbor did the roof.
Yeah.
You did the roof.
Explain yeah. So we've done quite a few. Again, not so much this year, but the summer before last, there was a few small hailstorms around.
Yes.
You know, we did a couple of treatments for people, and they went through the hailstorm. They had no damage, but the neighbor had to get a new roof. Because of the treatment, you know, so it really helps protect them.
Made the shingle a little bit more pliable.
Well, it made it more pliable, but like I said, it helps hold the granules on. Because most of the time, even the larger stones like golf ball, it'll put a small dent in the shingle. But the big issue is it disperses the granules where that stone hits. So if you have something holding those granules on, even in the bigger hail, a lot of times you'll get by without any damage. So it's been proven around the country. I mean, even homes down. I don't remember the exact city, but it's down south, Louisiana somewhere, summer before last. One of our RoofMax dealers out there treated five or six roofs in the neighborhood, and when the hurricane came through, they lost one or two ridge shingles. So you're talking $20 of material and $50 for a guy to go replace them, where all the other roofs around them were getting
completely
blown off. Yeah. So it just helps hold everything together and makes them stronger.
That's why you give the five-year warranty.
Absolutely.
And we've referenced this in the past you talked about, Scott mentioned that when you do the roof, you do more than just the spray.
Right.
Because if like me, not going up on the roof, paying attention to what's right. going on, there were numerous little things that you just fixed.
Right.
Holes, pipes, gone.
Yep.
Stuff. Yeah.
So we don't need to make any.
So it's not just you doing the spray.
Right.
It's you're putting the roof back to the best position it can be. Mm-hmm. To make it last the 5 years minimum.
So, you know, things dry out. Excuse me, sorry. So you have what we call rubber gaskets that go around all of your plumbing pipes that stick to the roof. Well, it's rubber. I mean, it's directly exposed to the sun. There's no protection on it. So after about 7-8 years, they start to dry out to the point where if you push on it, they'll pull away from the pipe. Therefore, it's not going to seal around that piper well. But as they get older, they dry rot. And then you get snow, especially this year, sitting up on the roof, and they melt and freezes and melts. It goes down the pipe. And generally, you won't see that show up in the ceiling anywhere. Occasionally, it will. But you're now getting moisture inside your building envelope somewhere. And so we put new rubber gaskets on. We reseal all the exposed nail heads that are in the ridge shingles. We'll blow out the loose dirt and debris in your gutters and repaint everything and make it look pretty again. And then we'll resecure any loose flashing back down to the deck. So there's a lot that we do that's included in the treatment just to make sure that roof is close to new as possible.
Sure. Dave's number, 303-710-6916. When you call, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, and we'd appreciate that as well. You can check out the website, roofsaverco.com. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at lonetreevet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to our final segment here on Haystack Help Radio today and Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in the car and turn on the radio, Dave Hart is with us. Roof Savers, 303-710-6916 is the number. Again, 303-710-6916. The website is roofsaverco.com.
One of the questions I want to ask you, I believe you may be getting more business on this, but if you're a current homeowner and you're thinking about selling your house within the next 60, 90, 126 months, it may be beneficial for you to come out and look at their home and say, for this, I can give you a five-year warranty.
Absolutely.
Because from my side, one of the things that can cause more friction in a negotiation is that roof. Because anybody buying the house, I want the roof.
Absolutely.
Because they know what to cost, you know, $15,000, $20,000 for
big.
A roof.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend for the homeowner that's thinking of that? Because you'll come out and just give them an idea.
Absolutely, yeah. And we don't charge for that. I mean, it's just getting ahead of the game. It's just nip it in the bud. I mean, it's what I'm looking for. I just totally lost my word. It's just getting ahead of the game.
Sure.
Because like you said, the roof is a big contentious point when selling a home. So we'll come out, take a look at it and say, hey, here's where you're at. Your roof is great. I have no problem putting something in writing to say that fact. You know, a lot of people are kind of starting to get away from five-year certs because the reality is that they're meaningless. They're just fancy words on a piece of paper. But if that's what is needed, I'm happy to write up something saying this roof shall last five more years. Or if you're at the point where I think somebody could come out and say, well, you know, you're missing a few granules. You need to replace a roof. Well, who's going to pay for that? Either the buyer, the seller, both. Whoever's going to split that cost or somebody's going to pay for it. When we can come out for a fraction of that cost and do the treatment and provide them with a five-year warranty so the roof's going to last for five more years. And then nobody's paying that exorbitant amount to replace a roof. So I mean, there's a lot of advantages to looking at it first and seeing where you're at before you get too deep in.
One of the things that happens that, and for you folks that have just sold a home and gone through the process of selling it or maybe buying it, the seller is trying to save money, especially you're negotiating more now than you did 6-8 months ago.
Right.
But the roof is still one of the main factors. Mm-hmm. 6-8 months ago, you couldn't even get an inspection. Mm-hmm. Well, now inspections are back. So understand, when the inspector comes out, they're looking for anything because of the light. If they don't tell you there's a problem with that roof and they see something, they're going to be liable for it.
Right.
So they're more than likely going to lead you to believe it. Now,
yes.
Just because it's an inspection means the buyer wants it fixed.
Right.
The appraiser comes out. The appraiser says, well, there's no problem. Now you got a conflict.
Yep.
Having you come out well ahead of the game, and if you say, well, yeah, and for this small fee, boom, $2,500, $3,000,
right.
roof's done, here's a 5-year warranty, you eliminate that as any part of the negotiation.
Absolutely. And that is a huge part of the negotiation. I mean, you helped us get our loan for our new house, and we sold our house, and I'm a roofing contractor. I actually had a roof on my house, too. But I went through the same process. They came and found one tiny little thing, which I knew of, and then all of a sudden they want a whole new roof. I'm like, you don't want – it's going to cost me $5 to fix what you're complaining about. You don't need a new roof. And so I ended up sending them information about RoofMax, what it could do. I said, I'll even stand behind the warranty still. And then it diffused the whole problem, and we ended up not having to replace a roof. But I'm like, there's so many cases like that we're saving real estate transactions because that is a large expense. I mean, sometimes if somebody has put that money into the deal to get it done, they're not going to qualify for it now. Or what? I mean, there's so many different avenues that can go. Mm-hmm. But if you get ahead of the game and you know where your roof is at and you take care of it beforehand, like you said, it just eliminates that problem.
And it costs you nothing going up. Just you come out, you look at it and say, well, they may say something about this.
Right.
I can do this, and you've got a warranty. You misguide the confrontation.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you don't want to do that. With rates where they are, going up, going down, little things like this all of a sudden become very big things.
Just be proactive and take care of it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Second question I have for you, and we all have been there, and this happens more in the spring and the summer. There's somebody that's doing a roof around the corner. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, I get people knocking on my door, and they're saying, well, I noticed on your roof that I can see from down here that you got these problems.
Now, shut the door.
Run. Yes.
While they may be seemingly correct and honest individuals, and I'm not saying they're crooked,
right?
What should a homeowner do in that situation?
You know, my big thing is, and I don't know why I'm getting these calls now because I'm not even of age, but I get a lot of Medicare, Medicaid calls. And I'm like, look, if I want something from you guys, I will call you. So I would refrain from any door-to-door sales at all. And I've built my business the last 12 years not knocking on doors. And before that, we did do a lot. And there was a lot less roofers back then too. I mean, when I started roofing, there's 300 contractors in Colorado, and there's close to 5,000. So
a few more.
Just a few more. So it's really scarred the homeowners. There's so many roofing contractors going around beating on doors. We don't do that. So I would say just definitely, if somebody's on your door and they want to get at your door and they want to get on your roof, just say no, thank you. And some might get a little pushy. I know a few that would not take no for an answer and then gone as far as to put their foot in the way so that they can't close the door. It's just that's not necessary.
Why do they want to get on the roof? I immediately think that's a liability.
Well, yeah, there's that. And there's companies out there say, well, if they'll have the contract in hand and say, you know, if you sign this, by signing this contract, you just give me permission to get on your roof.
I'm telling you.
That's rampant. I mean, it's ridiculous at a company I worked for years ago that did that, and it's a lie. And then they try and say, well, you signed the contract.
We're good.
We don't even have time. I could tell you story after story of people that have signed what they thought was just a release to let them get up and check.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, man, there's a contract. They've ordered shingles. Yep. They've called their insurance company, and they didn't even tell them anything, you know.
Yep. Yeah, so if they come to your door, and I don't say this for my benefit.
No, for their sake. It doesn't mean they're a bad company,
right?
No.
Unless water is pouring through your roof, there is no hurry. So just take your time, take their information, and, hey, I'll be in touch.
Absolutely.
All right? I mean, just – and then get with Dave.
Okay. Second part of the question is, you think maybe I need a roof. You know, your neighbors replaced theirs. You say, well, maybe I need mine because I did mine the same time last. Do you call your insurance company and have them come out and inspect your roof?
Great question.
Or do you find somebody else to do it?
I'll make that easy. No.
No. Do not call your insurance
company. Don't call them first. I'm not saying don't ever call them. But at that moment, have somebody look at it first and give an honest opinion of the condition of the roof and have them show you pictures. Because if you call them and they come out and they say, nope, there's not enough damage, you now have what's called a $0 claim on your policy. And if you do it again in a year from now, because unfortunately people aren't educated and they don't know and they trust that guy that comes to the door to do it. And I've had several people of recent that have had that had that done, and they've had $3 claims. Now they can't keep their coverage. They can't keep their insurance because they cancel them.
I'm telling you that from experience. It happened to me on my rental property.
Yeah.
I had two in the same year. My cost went up 45%.
Wow.
And they told me for that reason.
Yep. So, yeah, so don't call somebody first. Have them show them pictures.
If I had called somebody else and they'd have told me, would have been a different story. Because the insurance inspector's person coming out is just going to verify what this guy says.
Absolutely.
Then I know I'm moving forward.
Well, and even with that, we're looking at doing things, and I'm not overly techie, but I'm trying to get caught up with the curve here. But we're considering purchasing some drones so that the customer can actually see us live doing the inspection and not just trusting, like your point earlier that we talked about off air, trusting that the pictures I'm showing the customer are of their roof. It could be somebody else's, which we don't do. But I just want the customer to know, hey, this is what your roof looks like. You can see it live without getting on a ladder, and here it is.
Well, you can point to it. I see this could be an issue here.
Yep.
You got a hole in the roof over here.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know who would do that. But
homeowners.
Well, once again, hey, you've got two of the best options right here with one company. RoofSaversCO.com. It's Dave Hart. Hey, and again, their name is exactly what their mission is set out to do, and that is to save your roof. So they can do the RoofMax product on it and treat that. Hey, get you more life out of your roof. Keep those dollars in your pocket. And yet, when it is time, Dave will be honest with you and get you a great deal on re-roofing your house. So again, give them a call, 303-710-6916, 303-710-6916. Tell Dave you heard him here. Use the keyword Kurt. All right. Well, if they mention
indeed
Kurt, can we do something a little special?
We'll take 250 off. All right. Yeah.
We'll save you $250 bucks
Kurt,
off.
Kurt.
All you got to do is say Kurt. Okay.
And if you say call Kurt too
five times, hey, absolutely, get you $1,000. No, I'm kidding. No, $250 off. Mention Kurt when you call. And again, the number is 303-710-6916. Dave, always a pleasure, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kurt, thank you very much.
Thanks for setting this up, sir.
Yes.
You got it.
Need any mortgage help? Give Kurt a call. 720-895-0500 is the number. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.